On this episode, we review our recent stay at Wyndham Lake Buena Vista at Disney Springs, as well as have a sit-down chat with their general manager, Jay Leonard. Today is March 11th, 2022. This is episode 442 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We want to give a huge shout out to our Main Street 16 Challenge Weekend premier sponsors, both Mouse Dining and Vacation Grocery Delivery. Mouse Dining helps you get those hard-to-find Disney World and Disneyland restaurant reservations. And then Vacation Grocery Delivery is going to get you all of your grocery needs for your vacation. So before Rhonda and I dive into our thoughts and our review of Wyndham Lake Buena Vista and a bit more, we had a chance to sit down with Jay Leonard, their wonderful general manager, in his office. We're going to go ahead and play that interview first. We'll give you a little bit of heads up. When you are recording on location specifically, there can often be some snafus. And for some reason, we had one here, and my track is completely lost. It recorded when we were there. I even played it back and checked it. You know, broke everything down, came home, and just opened up the laptop, and my track is nowhere to be found. Now, good news is we can salvage it all because there is bleed over as we're all sitting at a table and you'll hear me on some of the other mics. So I'm going to do my best to adjust the sound, but there are going to be moments where I will probably be faded more in the background. But our main focus is on Jay and all the awesome stuff he had to tell us anyway. Yes. But I did want to give a warning for that if you're thinking, why does this sound funny? But it was on location. And again, things like this can often happen. If you're a longtime listener, and actually, if you're a first-time listener, we pride ourselves on not only the quality of content, but the quality of the audio. So my sincere apologies that this is not up to our normal standard. But this was such a fun and informative interview with Jay that I didn't want to scrap it and then go back and try and recreate it with him. We'll certainly would love to have him on again, though, in the future to expand if need be. And I'll make sure I get everything right. As my brother, Alan Stein Jr. would say, next play. And now let's go ahead and play our interview with General Manager Jay Leonard. Jay, thank you so much for joining us today and inviting us to your beautiful hotel here at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista and Wyndham Garden. First, I'd love to learn a little bit more about you, how you got into hospitality, and then what brought you to the Wyndham, because I know you've been here now for 14, 15
years. 14 years.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you.
So, what led you here?
Oh, what led me here was a path through Hawaii. I actually was in Orlando. I converted and opened the Radisson to the DoubleTree over by Universal, and I got recruited to Hawaii. My family came out for a little bit in Hawaii, and they were still back here in Orlando, and I knew I just had to get back. And a friend of mine who worked for TPG Hospitality mentioned to me that they were trying to recruit somebody to rebrand this hotel. And they gave me a call 14 years ago. I was in Hawaii, flew up to Rhode Island, interviewed, and the rest is history. And in the process, I've rebranded this hotel now three times and put probably close to $60 million into it as in renovations over the 14 years.
Wow. So is that where the Hawaiian shirts come from? Was being
yeah.
Hawaii, or was that something prior to you to Hawaii?
No.
I see them in them all the time on Twitter and all.
I picked it up, the Hawaiian shirts, when I was get involved in those Tommy Bahama shirts when I was out in Hawaii. And being that we're a resort, I truly believe that the customer wants to to have the sense of that they're in a resort. So seeing a general manager in a suit and tie, I gave those suit and ties up a long time ago and have no desire to get back into a suit and tie.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I think that's great. Talk a little bit about the renovations that these were completed within the last year or so, correct?
Yeah, we just finished off a $14 million renovation. The Wyndham Garden, which is our 394 five-story building, we renovated the entire guest room. So we redid the bathrooms, all new case goods, and really a first-class. The customers love it. Built off of what we did in the Wyndham 5 years ago, previous. You know, right now we're sitting here between the Wyndham and the garden renovation. We did about $30 million. The big thing that came out of the $14 million renovation was the new restaurant that we opened up at the pool. The pool was, you know, that kind of typical grab and go 50 seat location, and now it's a full restaurant, 112 seats. Bar and five TV sets, and it just kills the customers. Love it. It's interesting. Yesterday, when it rained, in the past, everybody would run back into the hotel. Now everybody runs over to the restaurant.
Nice.
So it works out. Works out perfect.
Yeah, it works out for everyone. It works out for the guests and for you guys here, right?
Now, is that something like you need reservations for?
No. And we open at 10 and we close at 10.
Cool.
Okay. So it's a great thing to do. You know, as Disney's opening up more time frame, you get a lot more people coming back to the resort and then going back to Disney.
Yes.
It wasn't like that in the beginning of the pandemic, but now, you know, as those hours have expanded. So you might go to the park and spend 3-4 hours and then come back to the hotel, let the kids rest or bring them to the pool, mm-hmm. and then decide to go back and do the fireworks. And that routine that was in the past is now kind of coming back.
Yeah, finally since surfacing again.
Again, absolutely. And you see it. So, you know, we're busy. I have the best view in the world.
You
I
do.
Overlook
you
the pool and Lake Buena Vista. And there's probably 100 seats of the 200 already taken.
Yeah.
And it's still early in the morning. So it's busy all day long. And on Saturday and Sunday, you can't even get a seat, really. It's that busy.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to spend our day there today after this interview is over, because it actually is turning out to be a beautiful day, really. So we're going to take advantage of this gorgeous pool you got here.
It's a great place to just hang for the day. You know, you get a lot of people that can't get reservations into the park.
Yeah.
So if they're here for a 3-day stay or a 4-day stay, they may have two of their days that are going to the parks. Mm-hmm. They wind up maybe spending a full day here at the pool. I've heard a lot of people migrate going over to the water parks because there's no need for a reservation over there.
Yep.
So that's kind of a 4-day stay, maybe 2 days at the park, 1 day at the hotel, and then one day over at the water parks.
Yeah. Well, what I think is so important and that your hotel and really it's a resort offers is that ability to spend a day. You know, a lot of the more further off properties, you can't spend a day there. It's a hotel in a sense. And so
very small pool.
Yeah, very small pool, very simple. You've got beautiful water features and great lounging areas, the bar and the restaurant and everything. And one thing we always recommend to people is for every 2 days that you do in parks, you need to take a day off or you're just going to be fried and your family's going to be fried. So I think it is important to have a resort that has enough to offer for a wonderful pool day and things like that. And you guys certainly look like you got that going on out this window.
I see it every day when that customer is coming off the bus with carrying the kid, saying, you know, maybe I need a day off from the parks.
Yeah, one of the best times ever, I think sometimes as a parent who comes to Disney all the time, is the moment you don't need a stroller anymore.
As a father of four, it was the best day of my life when I found out that I never ever had to pack a stroller and take a diaper bag with me to do my job.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
That is great. We are walking distance from Disney Springs, which I absolutely love. And I love that this resort is on Disney property and everything. So with actual prices going up in Disney, unfortunately, and it's harder to get on to the places where, you know, the moderates and the deluxes. What makes your hotel like what offers where people want to stay here instead of?
The uniqueness of our property is that we're a dual branded hotel. So we're the Wyndham Garden and we're the Wyndham. So the Wyndham Garden is our 5-story exterior building and it competes in the value resort. have seen that our customers that come here, they appreciate the value. They appreciate, you know, having a little bit extra money in their pocketbook at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Our price points, you know, you're, if you're looking for that room for $100 to $150, that's where that garden room is going to fit into your price board. Our Wyndham is 232 rooms. It's our tower, 19 stories. Half the building overlooks Disney Springs. So you get the opportunity to see Epcot fireworks at night into the distance, which is kind of cool. And
yes,
you get this great view of the springs. And, you know, that price point is going up to starting at that $125, $150 to $200. It matters what kind of year. Obviously, the busiest time of the year, you're going to pay a little bit more than that. But we're still a great value. I think we're the best value in Walt Disney World. And we're the closest hotel to Disney Springs. So
I love that.
You know, one of the things I've seen, and as a parent, there's nothing worse than going to the Springs or any location with the family in a car. Mm-hmm. And two of the kids are acting up, but two of the kids are doing, you know, fine.
Right.
And then what are mom and dad going to do? Are mom and dad all going back to the hotel? Is mom and dad going to split up and mm-hmm. take two? With being across the street from the Springs, dad may walk home with the two kids, mom may stay there with the two kids, still go to the, you know, having the movie theater there, go have the bowling over there. There's so many activities.
Yeah.
And that's a whole kind of theme in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're building that vacation timeout, you literally can build out a day at our pool, a day at Disney Springs, because you can go to the movies, you can go and bowl, you can go to the restaurants. It's a great place to do people watching.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I'm super excited because I haven't been to Gideon's yet, and now I can wake up tomorrow morning and just walk across the street.
I know.
What's the recommended time?
I don't know. I haven't made it over there because when I see the line, I just keep on walking by.
What I think a lot of people don't realize too is about your hotel here is the benefits that they get that you also get at the Disney-owned hotels. For example, I was able to put my confirmation into my Disney Experience.
Correct.
You can get 30 minutes early access, just like all the Disney-owned hotels.
You get, and you get 60-day access instead of 30 if you're off park on your other activities, like reservations over at the restaurants over there.
Yeah.
And then we do our buses on the hour. So we open the bus service 90 minutes before the park opens, and we do our last pickup 90 minutes after the park closes. So it's basically continuous service. That value you can't buy at the other resorts offsite. You know, most offsite places are doing two, maybe stops in the morning and two stops in the afternoon, and then you're on your own.
Right.
And it's troublesome during the summer.
Oh, 100%.
When you're over at the park and the thunderstorm comes home, the kids are wet, you want to get
get
on the bus, come back, and you know that you have the ability to get back without spending $20-$30 on an Uber.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, I love your office space. It very much reminds me of what we have at home, where we like to just plaster, you know, the walls with everything. I see you're a big sports fan, and it appears all sports. What's your go-to sport?
I am a sports fanatic. Okay. I'm a big Dolphin fan. Love NASCAR. Love golf. As you can see, there's all different kind of things I have on the wall. You know, my prized possession is, I got invited to Dan Marino's going away party
when
he retired, and had the opportunity to hang out with the Quarterbacks Club of 1983 of John Elway and Dan Marino and Kenny O'Brien. So that was probably the highlight of my sports career as hanging out with Dan.
Well, I see a couple Baltimore Orioles items. I grew up in Maryland, and we went to Memorial Stadium. I was a big, actually, Red Sox fan in Roger.
I won't Clemens hold that against that.
Yeah, I have no idea why, but we would go see every time Boston came to town. We'd go to Memorial Stadium, and it was such a cool venue because afterwards you could go out where the players exited to walk to their cars, and everybody could stand there. And so, you know, Cal Ripken and Bill Murray, all these guys are walking out, and I'm like a 10-year-old kid, like, will you sign my hat right there to them? And they're all like, sure, that sounds good. It was such a cool experience. And then they built Camden Yards, which is incredible, but it just lost all of that.
I don't know. I never went to Memorial Stadium. I'm a Jersey guy who followed the Orioles, and in my time period goes back to Brooks Robinson and Frank Robinson and those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually had the opportunity to be at opening day at Camden Yards.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was such it's a cool experience.
It is.
And my daughter, I have three boys and a daughter. My daughter is the baseball fan, so we do an annual trip up to Camden Yards.
I love that.
And travel up there, and we try to see the Orioles down here in spring training.
That's
but we've
cool.
made it up there a couple of times, and it's a pretty cool experience to be able to go up there and spend time with your daughter.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's 24 now, and she still wants to do it, so I feel blessed.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, with our girls being 12 and 14, they want nothing to do with us at this moment. Yeah. So I'm hoping that comes back around.
Right.
Please tell me it does.
I'm almost 43, and I still love spending time with my daddy. So.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. That's true.
I hope it never gets old.
She reminds me all the time when I talk about I love you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she'll say, Dad, well, I am your favorite child.
Oh.
And I try to remind her that she's my favorite daughter of all time.
Right.
There you go.
That's awesome. Since you travel with her, and being in a resort and this, like, almost don't want to go anywhere else. Do you like to go other places and travel other places?
We get to travel a little bit, but not a lot. I have family in South Carolina, so
nice.
I go to South Carolina often. I love Charleston. Yeah. So we typically go up there for seeing my brother and my sister that lives up there. But we take advantage of the parks. You know,
nice.
we're big fans of Disney Springs. You know, 50% of the people that go over to Disney Springs are locals.
Yeah.
And with the movie theater over there and the restaurants over there, we love Boathouse. We love STK.
Yes.
We love going to Art Smith's and having the fried chicken.
Yes, very good.
Going over to Wolfgang Puck's place. You know, so we're kind of spoiled having all these great restaurants and venues across the street. The funny thing is when Marimoto comes to town, he stays at our hotel.
Really?
That's fantastic.
So it's kind of cool.
Awesome. That is.
A lot of the celebrity chefs, because we're the closest hotel to Disney Springs, they've learned to stay here and just walk across the street to their venue. It makes a lot more sense to stay in
That's
any
so
other
cool.
place on Disney. So we get to see a lot of the celebrity chefs stay with us.
What's your favorite Disney park?
I like going to Hollywood Studios because I love the Star Wars.
I was just gonna say Star Wars
experience.
Fan?
Yeah,
yeah.
My son loves Star Wars, and
cool.
And so we've gone over there a couple of times, and I was there for the opening day, so it's kind of cool to have that VIP opportunity and kind of hang out over there and really see the kind of behind the scenes things as it develops and stuff like
that's very cool. We were one of the ones we walked from the boardwalk area where they started to assemble across that waterway where you can walk, you know, from boardwalk area to Hollywood Studios, and we got there 3 a.m. and then about every 30 minutes, I think starting at like 4 a.m. they would just move the whole group up, and we were so impressed with that opening day and the way that Disney organized and handled everything. They did a really wonderful job. And we were lucky because I'd already done a cast member preview with a friend, and we'd already done the annual pass holder preview. So we had seen everything. But with the podcast, even if we've seen it ahead of time, we want to be there in the masses when it really goes down to say, this is what it's really like. You know, it's not like a pass holder preview. This is these are the hardcore fans that are here at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And this is what the feeling's like. And it's just electric.
The interesting thing, my son, who is that Star Wars fanatic, he just wished that once or twice a year Disney would let people come in costume.
Yeah.
I agree.
And participate in that feel of exactly the way they built it out, but have them be the characters too.
Absolutely.
I think that's where there's a great opportunity to kind of elevate that and have some special passes, and I think a lot of people would participate in if Disney did that once a quarter and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, look at the people that are booking the Star Cruise.
Oh, I can't wait to get the tour of it.
Yeah.
The other great opening that I went to was Avatar. I love Avatar.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was when they introduced that, and that whole experience is so cool.
Well, what's probably your favorite Disney ride or attraction?
I like Avatar. It's fun. I'm not a big roller coaster person, so I don't participate in them. I went on Mission Mars once, and that was it. After pulling how many G's, whatever it's supposed to be, and they and they mentioned that I shouldn't close my eyes on the ride. I closed my eyes on the ride.
Oh, no.
And I'll never do that again, but mm-mm. That's okay. Yeah. I'll participate in all the other activities.
Yeah. You're just so welcoming, and I can tell why. I've read a lot that how much your employees and all love working here and love you, because you've just welcomed us in, and down to the Hawaiian shirt is outstanding. You seem like a lot of fun.
My favorite store is Tommy Bahama at the Springs.
All right. We really, really appreciate your time sharing more about your resort with us. We're so excited to experience it this weekend. Spend the day by the pool and experience Disney Springs and all tomorrow. Anything else you wanted to share with our listeners?
We try to make an experience here a very Disney experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you walk through the lobby, you could see that. We have a lot of things that remind you that we're a Disney resort. Mm-hmm. We just do things kind of different. I love my job. I love going out and talking to our customers. People that are hearing this, if they are staying here at the hotel, track me down. I'd love to have a conversation with you.
Awesome.
Go online, book direct with us at our website. Take advantage of some really great rates. You won't go wrong.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
So I hope you all enjoyed that wonderful sit down with Jay. He was so great. He was so welcoming. His entire staff really was.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to kind of just break down our weekend a little bit. And the first thing I want to get into is pricing. And as we like to do, we try to compare this to other things such as an actual Disney property.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know in the past, one of the things that we've always talked about is some of these non-Disney hotels have resort fees, parking fees, things like that.
Right.
What we're going to find, and especially after staying here, is that your pricing, even with those fees, still is going to come out less than Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But with here, you are on property.
Yes.
You are less than a 5-minute walk to Disney Springs.
Yes.
So it differs very much than when you're looking at, just say, out at Flamingo Crossing.
Correct.
This feels like you're at a Disney property.
I agree.
But for much less cost.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I went ahead and just looked out at a weekend in September. And the reason I went out that far is because I wanted to make sure that enough Disney rooms were available to compare them to, as opposed to if I look at next weekend, all the values might be sold out. I can't get a true comparison.
Right.
So September 9th to 11th, if you were to choose to stay at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, which is where we stayed, $163 a night.
Okay.
You're going to add on a $32 per night resort fee for a grand total of $195 a night.
Right.
Now, with all of these, you're going to add additional taxes and fees, of course.
Correct. And then is that parking as well?
No. So parking, I didn't include parking because it's going to be pretty much a wash because Disney's charging parking.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter. I wanted to really get down to the actual room rate. If you were to stay at the Wyndham Garden, that is $118 a night, $32 per night resort fee for $150.
That's not bad.
All-Star, these same dates, was $155 a night. So that's $5 more than the Wyndham Garden, which would be a comparable value style setup. Pop Century at $203 a night. So that's more expensive. If we get into the moderates, which is more comparable to Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, the tower. Coronado at $282 a night. Port Orleans at $286 a night. Caribbean Beach at $297 a night.
Wow.
So again, you're seeing a huge savings here.
Yes.
And then I went ahead and just wanted to see what Yacht Club would be.
Yeah.
Because again, this has a very Yacht Club feeling the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in the tower.
Almost too. Uh-huh.
$509 a night.
Wow.
So that's what we really want to look at as far as that comparison goes. Let's start first, Rhonda, and get your thoughts exactly on coming into the lobby, the decor, again, like you just mentioned, the smells, the feeling and ambiance of this beautiful, newly renovated lobby.
Yes, it was. It was a little more grander to me than like your little homey DVC lobbies, but it wasn't obviously as grand as, your Wilderness Lodge or anything like that. But it was very pretty, has a very pretty staircase. Just the decor everywhere. It's just a great, I almost want to say islandy feel, like very, like almost like Caribbean beach feel for the lobby.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. No, I agree completely. I mean, I kept, comparing it to Yacht Club and its design is a lakeside feel. And that's exactly what it does. And yes, this is so much different than walking into a Town Place Suites, the Home 2, like those are all nice, but they're they're a hotel regular standard lobby where their functionality is have their place for breakfast and have their spot to get you checked in.
Yeah.
Sure, there's some maybe little areas that you could hang out, but nobody's really doing that.
Yeah.
And what we would find, especially on Saturday when there were downpours and we had these horrible storms come through, is that the lobby was the place to be.
Yeah.
There were people hanging out everywhere. There's TVs everywhere. You have Sundial 24/7, which is like their quick service.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
You've got the Eclipse Bar as soon as you walk into the right, which is a great place to lounge. And then when it's open, you can grab a drink and such.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's tons of areas for you just to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's amazing little details, for example, that Jay was telling us where his father had collected these little lighthouses.
Yeah.
And when he passed away a couple years ago, Jay actually took them and he set them up in the lobby.
Yeah.
In part of the decor.
That's super
and
cool.
In the Eclipse Bar, a little kind of a little tip and hidden, you know, thing that you want to look for when you come here, because you do need to come here, I will say. There's four different lights in four different colors.
Mm-hmm.
There was a green light to honor veterans. There was a blue light to honor police.
Yes.
A red light to honor firefighters. And then a white light to round out a red, white, and blue theme.
Yep.
Which I think is just so cool. And you know, Jay said he's even like scattered hidden Mickeys and stuff throughout mm-hmm. the resort that you can keep an eye out for. So I think all those little details are truly what make this unique, and it gives you that Disney feel.
And I thought what was really cool too, over by in the Sundial area, there is this big giant, I feel like, CVS little, in case you forgot something. Kaylin forgot a razor. We didn't see that until, unfortunately, the next day when it was raining and we were down there and we were getting some stuff. So with all that being said, at that point, she didn't need it because it was cooler and she was wearing pants and stuff. But it was funny because I was like, oh, well, this is good to know.
Yeah, it was
because
it's a giant vending machine, a CVS vending machine.
Because they don't have, they had to shut down for, I'm not remembering why Jay said that they had to shut the little shop down that was in there. But, you know, I mean, you do have a walk, a very quick walk to Disney Springs, and you can buy a bunch of stuff there.
For sure.
Although they don't have a CVS.
No, they sure don't. And even down in the Sundial is including Joffrey's Coffee.
Yep.
So again, that Disney feel.
Yes.
Lacey one morning had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit that mm-hmm. was really good.
Yep.
Kaylin got a little prepackaged cheese and fruit with crackers. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got available basically snacks, beer, wine. I mean, the exact same things you're getting when you go into the little marketplaces at, mm-hmm. you know, all of your DVC resorts.
Yeah.
Speaking of DVC, let's talk about the room. Now, this hotel has been around for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly would never notice it, especially when you get into the rooms and all these renovations and stuff. Why don't you talk a little bit about the setup of the room? We had a king room.
Yes, we did.
And it felt very DVC, minus a microwave and
Correct.
That extra sink area, basically is all it was missing. Otherwise, I would have thought we were in a DVC room.
Because, yeah, we did have a larger refrigerator, too.
So nice. That's one of the biggest fridges I've seen in a hotel room. That doesn't include like a kitchen, like at Town Place or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was huge. And it had a little freezer spot up top as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So it was really cool because you walk in and there's your king bed. And then you do have a couch that folds out into a queen. And then you have a little desk spot because this is a convention center place. Mm-hmm. So, and then your bathroom is a little on the smaller side that I thought. Because a lot of like your DVC, you have your two sinks on the outside mm-hmm. and then you have your, I felt like the bathroom with the toilet and sink and shower was as big as just your toilet and shower for the DVC.
In a DVC style?
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's fine. It's just the only downside is like, you know, with us three girls, if somebody's in the bathroom showering or doing something, I can't really get ready out there. I guess I could because you can open the closet and it does have a full mirror.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Well, and you had the area of the table that you could sit at with the mirror.
Oh, that's right.
Which in our case would be a vanity as opposed to a work station.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I forgot about that.
It had plugs and stuff under there. Huge TV.
Yes, very big.
I gotta say, it's gotta be, had to have been like a 65-inch.
It was pretty big.
TV.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of storage area, a closet as soon as you walk in. There's cubbies as soon as you walk in. There's even, I really like this, there's two little hooks right there above the cubbies to hang up like a jacket or whatever you may need.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That was super cute.
Getting plenty of, like, actually, the closet in the front was so big, we put our large suitcase in there on the ground.
Yep.
And it was perfect because it was out of the way.
Yep.
Very spacious to get a king bed, which, by the way, was super comfortable.
Yeah,
and I may have to email Jay and ask him what kind of pillows those are, because I think I want to get some for our home. I thought the pillows were some of my favorite pillows.
Ooh.
They were that perfect. Really? They were that perfect combination of they're big and fluffy, but they have some give to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super soft. It's like laying your head on a cloud. And the mattress was so comfortable.
Yeah.
It, to me, it was that perfect line between not being too hard, not being too soft, but you kind of just fall into it and it almost is like a warm hug.
Yeah.
And then the girls, you know, slept on the pull-out couch.
Yeah, and they said they slept good.
Yeah, and they said so they slept good. Very good. It was a very comfortable mattress. So yeah, you know, these rooms are, they're spacious. We had a beautiful view. We were on the 15th floor. We had a beautiful view of Disney Springs.
Yes.
At night.
Uh-huh.
What did we watch at night?
Harmonious. We could see fireworks from Epcot. And not only fireworks from Epcot, but we could see the beacons from Epcot.
Yeah.
From Spaceship Earth. It was amazing. Like, just watching the ball light up. And
just Disney Springs in general. You know, you're looking down Disney Springs in general lit up. You're going to see the Rainforest Cafe volcano go off.
Yep.
Like, I would highly recommend booking a Disney view. It is a bookable category.
Yes.
You know, it's funny when you go back out to something like Flamingo Crossing, you know, they actually have what they deem a fireworks view. That, to me, is not worth it over there. It's not worth the extra money over there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's 100%, I think, worth it here.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I mean, literally, you could just lay in bed, or you and I just stood there.
Yeah.
And there's these huge windows.
Yes, they are.
So I would recommend spending the extra money and getting the Disney view, what they're mm-hmm. calling it.
Yes.
Because it was awesome. So let's run through on, you know, some of our trips down to Disney Springs, you know, and what's so funny is, well, first let me cover what is available here still in the resort. They have Lakeview Restaurant, which is going to be their breakfast buffet, which is doing Mickey Mouse waffles. Formerly, this did have characters. They're still working with Disney to bring those back. This is from 7:30 to 11 a.m. Of course, they have the Joffrey's Coffee Shop right down there in Sundial. This is from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. They have Oasis Restaurant, which is out by the pool. We'll talk about that a little bit, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Eclipse Lounge right there in the lobby is going to run from 4 to 11 p.m. And then finally, Sundial Cafe open 24/7.
That's crazy.
That's huge, because we still have a lot of stuff on Disney-owned properties that are shutting down completely food-wise by 10 p.m.
Yep.
And it's hard to get something if you come back late from the parks or you're just up late.
Yeah.
Having this 24/7 is outstanding.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Oasis Restaurant and the pool area,
okay,
as well as the poolside cabanas, which we did on Friday.
Mm-hmm. We did. And so the way this is going to work is, it is going to be $150.
Yes. Yeah, the cabana's free.
Well,
you have to spend $150 at Oasis.
Correct.
Which, if you're going to sit by a pool all day
and
having
drinks,
some drinks and
some
food, it's not that difficult, honestly.
Yeah.
How's the setup in the cabanas? Because we saw a couple different kind of styles, and we had a great one, number two.
Yeah.
Right there by the pool.
We had basically like two like couches. And then, and you can zip the entire thing up if you needed to, if mm-hmm. it was pouring rain and you just wanted to kind of hide. And then on either side were loungers that I think was part of our cabana, should have been. When we got over there, somebody was laying right next to it. It was very strange. I would have immediately.
It was very close. Yeah, I was kind of close to him.
Yeah.
I almost reached out at one point. I was like, how you doing, buddy? Give a little tap on the shoulder.
So anyways, but yeah, so if I wanted to lounge out, I could have, but I didn't. I'm getting older and I'm like, staying away from the sun is okay.
Yeah.
And
this pool is a pool short of a slide. this to me is, again, a Disney Deluxe Resort style pool.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice large pool. It's got a kids area with zero entry and one of those giant buckets that fills up and then dumps on them.
There's a rock formation that spits out water. So it's it has a waterfalls
on several sides. And then there's a ledge where you can go and sit under it. So it's almost like a little grotto. Oh. Like Lacey and I went and sat on the ledge and you're behind this little waterfall.
That's cool.
The main pool is heated to 82 degrees.
Yep.
Then there's a what I call a quiet adult pool in the same area that is not heated.
Correct.
And then you have a nice large hot tub that's like kind of up some stairs.
Yes.
Plus you have this restaurant, which, you know, Jay mentioned they renovated and went up to, you know, over 100 seats now, which is perfect. But what's even better is that no matter where you're sitting, whether you're in a cabana or you're just lounging in one of the other chairs, is that they have wait staff.
Do come around to you.
Which I absolutely love.
That's huge.
I really think it is. And, you know, Rhonda and I had some drinks. They included a bucket of ice with several water bottles for us, which was very, very nice to have as part of the cabana. We had some really good drinks. We had a it was a Tito's lemonade that had razzmatazz in it.
Something like called? That. Yeah, it was super so good. It was refreshing.
Yeah, Lacey had a blueberry lemonade with a lot fresh of blueberries in it. That was delicious. Kaylin had a mango non-alcoholic daiquiri.
Yeah.
They had like five different flavors. Kaylin got a turkey wrap. Like with bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Wrap.
How was it?
Yeah, it was super good. It was actually a spinach wrap and you had turkey and lettuce, tomato, I think bacon in it, and avocado mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
It was so good. I took a couple of bites. She ate the entire thing except for me taking a few bites.
Yeah.
It was a good size wrap. It came with fries. She ate quite a bit. I ate a few. They were so good. I had to stop myself.
Yeah, we ordered another side of fries for Lacey.
I sure say Lacey
wanted. They were delicious fries.
Some fries, yeah. And then later you ordered the infamous wings.
Yes,
correct?
I got their buffalo wings. We got the hot buffalo wings. I have seen, not only did Jay tell us this, but I had seen all over Twitter that these are some of the best buffalo wings south of New York. And I would agree with that. You know,
They were really good.
Yeah, I always talk about the size of wings. These are that perfect size. Like, I don't want them too meaty. I like having the nice crunch and the ratio of skin to, like, the meat.
Mm-hmm.
These were perfectly cooked. Like, when you think of buffalo wing flavor, this is it.
Awesome.
I think it's just a perfect one. And they had just enough kick for me to enjoy it, but not so much kick that Lacey didn't. Lacey ate them.
Yeah.
And loved them.
Yeah.
We got both blue cheese and ranch.
The blue cheese was so good.
I normally, a lot of times, prefer ranch with my wings. Here, I'm a 100% blue cheese guy.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm not kidding. Like, if you were at Disney Springs, you know, if you weren't staying at the Wyndham and you were at Disney Springs and you were like, man, I could go for some buffalo wings, I'd walk over here. And get them.
Yeah.
And I know
and
lots of people do.
You could see the lobby. Yeah. And you could.
I mean, literally people who aren't staying there. I've seen locals that visit Oasis Restaurant just to get a drink and some wings.
Nice.
So I would highly recommend that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What sets this place off more than anywhere else is its proximity to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
I mean, literally from lobby to security is 5 minutes tops.
Yeah. Did you know? Actually time it.
I did not, but in my mind, I think that's about what it was.
Yeah, it's very, very quick.
While they do have these wonderful Oasis restaurant, and they've got Lakeview for breakfast, and they've got the Eclipse, and they've got Sundial and all that, this is not far off from my recent realization of Boardwalk Inn, and the fact that Boardwalk Inn has access to all of these restaurants on the boardwalk.
Yep.
It's the same thing here.
Yep.
I mean, when you really think about it, within 7 minutes, you could be at, like, Rainforest Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 minutes, you could be at Polite Pig. Within maybe 15 minutes of a walk, you're at, just say, House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
So you have great access to all of these.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we took advantage of that access Friday evening. Where did we go that you've been wanting to get back to for a long, long time?
Polite Pig.
Yes.
I was super excited. We went because, again, we ate one time before but we didn't eat there. We took it home and it was still amazing. I wanted to eat it hot and fresh. So we went in. I don't think I realized that it is like a mix between a table, quick service and table service. Mm-hmm. So you go in, you order your quick service food, and then they actually had, and I was concerned at first, they had all these reservation signs on these tables. Yeah. So once you get your pager, then you can go to any of those tables that has reservation on it and, or reserve, excuse me. And we went and chose outside because it was kind of nice. It was a little cool, but it was super nice. So we sat out there, and we decided to get the butcher board, which is $42. And this is for two people, slash four.
I mean, run through what comes with it. The girls didn't come with us down, but Kaylin would end up eating a bunch of leftovers because we could only make it halfway through this thing.
Yeah.
I think this feeds our family of four.
Correct.
I'll say.
Yes. So you get polite pork, smoked chicken, prime brisket, and cheddar sausage with slaw, pickles, two cornbreads, and two market sides, which we picked the mac and cheese and then the Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. You can add a few things, and they had ribs for $7 to add. And we were like, yes, please. Yeah.
What did you think? First, let me go back real quick. And a big cast member employee shout out to Tyler,
who
took
our
order. He was so nice and friendly. Yep. He kind of helped us. We were literally like, what sides are the best? And he told us, and we're like, all right, well, let's get those. And then I was holding our gimbal with phone and dropped it on the ground. And he just kind of laughed and he was like, that didn't look good there anyway. Like, he was so friendly. Yeah. He was outstanding. Yeah. And then when you are sitting at the table, this is where almost the table service feel comes in. A waiter or waitress will still come around to check on you. You know, they'll
and
bring you your food.
And if you needed anything else, too. Like, I guess if you wanted
to get another drink
mac
or something.
And cheese or more drinks or whatever.
Yeah,
so
you can go ahead and order them again. So, mm-hmm. All right, run through each of the items and what you thought out of it. Because, I mean, as a whole, this was delicious.
This was fantastic. Yeah. I think my favorite was the ribs and the pulled pork, polite pork.
Yeah,
because you could get it pulled or
sliced.
Yep. And we got pulled. I think those are my two favorite. The brisket was fantastic, too. The cheddar sausage was great. The smoked chicken was good. The cornbread, of course, was amazing. We had the sides before, I believe.
We never did the mac and cheese. We did the Brussels sprouts, but we had never done this mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, we had another side, but I do remember the Brussels sprouts for sure. And they were just as good, if not better, because they were just fresh and they didn't get cold. And oh my goodness, that was fantastic. The pickles were great. They almost seemed house-made, I feel like.
They might be here.
Yeah, this was so good.
What did you think of the mac and cheese?
All the meats. Oh, mac and cheese is one of the best mac and cheese I've ever had, probably.
I agree. I think it could be the best that I've personally had on property anywhere. Yeah,
it was super good.
A little like breadcrumb crunch on top. And super creamy and flavorful. The Brussels sprouts, they have that char to them, but they're packed with so much flavor, whatever they're doing to them. And then all the meats are delicious.
Some type of honey and stuff.
Yeah,
in
it's like got a sweetness to it. The cheddar sausage was super good. You know you have a really good smoked sausage when you like press on it and juices come out of it.
Yeah.
And that's what this did.
Yep.
Pulled pork, super tender.
What was your favorite?
Gosh, maybe probably the ribs. Mm. I mean, it was. I think we ended up with about five ribs. You and I think each ate about one, and then there was another section of like at least two or three that Kaylin ate the entire thing. And I think she finished off the pork when we got back. The smoked chicken was like a little small half chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got both the white meat and the dark meat were super tender, delicious. I loved all of this. I mean, the reason we got this board was to try everything.
Yeah.
But I would not attempt this with just the two of us again. And as good as it is, there's so much of it that I didn't want leftovers.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I didn't want to then eat this the next day for lunch.
I agree.
Because everything is, I don't want to say rich, but there's just something about it where you're like, all right, I ate a lot of different meats,
yep,
and I had a lot of them. I don't really want that again today.
Absolutely.
So I was so glad that Kaylin finished off most of this. And we the only thing I regret is you and I each not eating a whole cornbread and then ordering more to take back to her. Because we ate one cornbread, you and I split it, and then we knew we had to take one back to the kids.
I was still fine with that, though, to be truthfully honest.
That cornbread is so stinking good. So the next day on Saturday is when these storms were coming through. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, well, we're not going to get to enjoy the pool today. We were going to the Main Street Mouse meetup, mini meetup at House of Blues at 4 p.m.
Yep.
So we're kind of like, I just hope this weather's going to, you know, go away in time for that because we're going to be outdoors and all. And so we sat in the, we went down, actually sat in the lobby for a little bit, and that's where everybody was hanging out. We watched the storm out the lobby, you know, front windows crazy. And all. Yeah, watching all the palm trees blow. Then we went up to our room and kind of watched the storm. And then I think you and I were just getting antsy. Like, the kids are cool just hanging out.
Yeah.
So what did we decide to do? And this idea stemmed from our good friend Michael, who was like, sounds like a good day to resort hop.
Yes.
So what did we decide to do, which is going to be my new favorite game when we come back and stay, and stay here again. Because we 100% will come back and stay here again.
Oh, absolutely. So I guess you could call it like a bus roulette.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked down to Disney Springs and to the buses. And Jeremy was like, all right, the first moderate or deluxe bus that comes, we'll get on it and we will head there and have a drink at their local or their place, the bar or whatever. Yeah. So,
which is why we weren't doing a value, because the only thing they would have is the pool bar.
Yeah.
And it was still kind of nasty outside.
Yeah. So
it was kind of nerve wracking.
It was, because I wanted a good one.
Yeah.
And we were standing there, and what
you basically
was,
were just like, please don't be Old Key West. Please don't be Old Key
West.
Please
but
don't
what be was Old the one that was there? Polly. Polly
yes,
was
Polly
there.
Polly was there when we arrived.
We were walking, but I wasn't going to run. And unfortunately, the closer we were getting, he didn't, he or she, whoever was driving the bus, did not see us and ended up driving away. So yeah. I was like, all right, so now we have to wait for the next one. And yes, Old Key West was there, and I'm like, please don't be. And Jeremy even had to look up, like, is it open?
Yeah, I had to make sure, because then I'm like, well, do we have to? And I will say, we eliminated Saratoga Springs for the simple fact that we could have walked there, which again is another wonderful benefit of this hotel location, is you can literally walk to Saratoga Springs as well if you wanted to just go walk around those beautiful grounds or go to Turf Club or something like that.
Yep. But we happened to be standing there, and a Wilderness Lodge bus come up first.
Yay.
So it was super cool. And then it was funny because right behind it was the Saratoga Springs bus.
Yes.
Which is just still funny to me because you can walk. Why would there be a bus? But I guess some people, that's
well,
too
long. Well,
you got to
remember, based
walk
on your location. Yeah. I think it's Congress Park is the one that you is really walkable to Disney Springs. Yeah. But some of the other areas, you remember the one time we did a bus because it was a lengthy walk from like the complete opposite side.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wilderness Lodge showed up. Yay.
Woo-hoo! So we were super excited. Went in and went to Geyser Point and had a drink. And then we were looking at food, but it really, at this point, was really clearing up. And we were like, well, why don't we go over to Epcot? I needed to get the shrimp and grits, which, spoiler alert, we did. Yeah, so that's what we did. Jeremy got a park reservation with, thank God, no qualms or nothing about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And when, you know, it's funny because when you go back to the bus roulette thing, I mean, this was an idea from years ago when people used to play park roulette, you know, when you could, you technically could today, assuming all the parks are available day of.
Right.
Which is basically you walk out of your resort, the first park that bus that shows up, you get on it and you go to that park.
Yep.
You would have to make sure you could snag a reservation real quick, which again, we had no issue doing at Epcot. I would not recommend trying this in the next couple of weeks with spring break because there are reservations that are filling up.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just so nice. And then we grabbed a quick, because they're still not running buses to and from Disney Springs in the parks. We just grabbed a quick Uber right back to the Wyndham. You know, and we did not utilize the Wyndham's bus service, which is running every hour on the hour, just because the timing wasn't going to work out for us.
But
again, that quick walk to the Disney Springs bus stops, and you can not only go to any park you want, but any resort, which is what I think is so cool.
Right.
About it.
And if we really wanted to, being at Epcot, we could have walked through to Beach Club and then hopped on a bus from Beach to the Springs.
Right, and then go back to Springs. But we knew we had to go back to the hotel first before, you know, going back down to Springs for the meetup.
Yeah, but then you could walk over.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it was such a fun weekend. This was kind of a little bit of our family weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to spend a lot of great time with the girls. I hadn't played in a pool like that with one of the kids like I did with Lacey in so long.
Yeah, that was fun. I played with her too.
It was so fun. Highly recommend those poolside cabanas if you're going to spend a day there.
Oh, yeah.
Completely worth it.
Yeah.
You know, if you and I and the girls are going anywhere and we're going to eat and you and I are going to have some drinks, and the girls usually like to get one signature, you know, mocktail or non-alcoholic drink, we're going to spend $150.
Yep.
So the fact that you're basically getting a free poolside cabana with it is wonderful. And I like shade at the pool.
Yes, you do. Because that's the only way you can stay all day long.
So the cabana is a must. And I was able, we were out there for like 4 hours. And I'm not a sit by the pool 4 hour guy normally.
No.
And it was easy for me.
We were also very grateful for that because unfortunately our room was not ready until 4 p.m. that day.
So it was like a perfect check-in. They've got wonderful big bathrooms. We went ahead and changed into our bathing suits.
Yep.
Next time we would probably do this and just go down in our bathing suits knowing that we're going to walk in that morning and go, hey, we'd like a poolside cabana. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make it happen. Bonnie was awesome. Yes. She was our waitress. Yes. She was so friendly. You know, she was the one that was telling me all about, you know, this pool is heated, the kind of more adult, quieter pool is not. Like, you know, just giving us tips and tricks all around that beautiful hotel that really feels like a resort.
Yes, it does.
You know, but I love that you don't have these giant grounds and property, because that can sometimes be the qualms of especially a moderate resort or an Animal Kingdom lodge. Depending on where your room is, it can be a hike to get to the lobby. You know, for us, we literally walked out. We were two doors down from the elevators.
There was four elevators.
It was so quick and easy to get up and down. In fact, I had to keep going to the car. Like, I swear I went like three times in a row because we just kept forgetting little things.
Yeah.
And it was so easy just to go down there and back and just grab something out of the vehicle.
Yep.
It's funny. Jay had mentioned us. He's like, well, maybe the Wyndham can kind of be your new home if you like it. I think it might be. I'm already looking at when we're going to stay there next. Yeah. You know, we actually have some dates in May we need to book, and I'm going to check it out. And
absolutely,
we would like to check out the garden, Wyndham Garden, section next time, so we can get a comparison on that and how it truly compares to the values, because it's all attached right there to the main tower and lobby.
Right.
So you're still going to be just as quick getting up to enjoy all of those amenities and get out to the pool and all of that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
So you are a Wyndham Lake Buena Vista recommender now?
Oh, absolutely. This was amazing.
Also, follow them on Twitter. They're very, very interactive. I had fun interacting with them all weekend on both Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
So make sure you go out, follow them. Highly recommend this wonderful hotel. And yeah, I'm not kidding. Jay and his staff, pop in and say hello to him when you're there. He is the nicest guy. And I can't wait to head back and chat with him some more and stuff. So, that will do it for now. I apologize about the technical issues earlier. I am going to now go back and edit this episode and do my best to salvage my track there.
You'll do an awesome job.
So I do apologize, but all the wonderful content is there. All the wonderfulness from Jay is still there. While you are listening to this, we would love if you hit that subscribe button so you can get the brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We would love if you head and check out wonderlandcrew.com, which is our Patreon group. We have a very fun trip coming on Thursday that is going to be a surprise to everyone that morning, basically. It is not Disney related, but we are going somewhere we have never been. And as long as you're online, as long as you're on iTunes, will you please leave us a rating and review?
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.